Hello, I'm Maeve Ryan with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, a motorcyclist was seriously injured in a collision with a car this morning in Mamer. The collision happened on the N6 Route d'Arlon near the A6 motorway interchange. The motorcyclist was taken to hospital with police asking drivers to avoid the area. The final route of Luxembourg's express tram linking Cloche d'Or to Bellevaux has been unveiled. It's a major milestone for the €3 billion project that will turn the A4 motorway into a multimodal corridor. It will boast a rapid tram and high-speed cycle lane connecting the capital to the south of the country. Fernand Etkin, former chamber minister and long-serving member of the Democratic Party, has told RTL that he will retire from politics at the end of 2025. Etkin confirmed that Mark Hansen, a former minister who narrowly missed a seat in the 2023 elections, will take his place in the chamber once he steps down. The Etelbrook native joined the DP in 1977, serving almost 50 years in public life. In other news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy will start a 5-year prison sentence following a criminal conspiracy conviction. Sarkozy was convicted in late September over a scheme for late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi to fund his 2007 presidential run. The 70-year-old was France's leader from 2007 to 2012. And Spanish authorities made a grisly discovery in a flat after Storm Alice caused flooding last week. The skeletal remains of a man who had not been seen since 2010 were found in an apartment in Valencia after heavy rainfall led to flooding on the top floor of the building. Police said that the man lived alone and had no contact with his two adult sons. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.lu. Turning now to sport, in football news, it was a carnival-like atmosphere in the streets of Cape Verde's capital yesterday after the national team qualified for the World Cup for the first time. Euphoric fans poured out of the Cape Verde National Stadium after the 3-0 victory over Eswanti. The Blue Sharks have secured a place in the 2026 finals to be held in the US, Canada and Mexico. And in cricket, Shubman Gill today won his first Test series since becoming India captain. His side beat the West Indies by 7 wickets in Delhi for a 2-0 sweep. Chasing 121 for victory in the second test, India resumed on day 5 at 63-1 and reached their target in the first session with KL Rahul unbeaten on 58. For more sports stories, check out today.lu. This afternoon is forecast to remain cloudy with sunny spells and highs of 14 to 16 degrees.